ground squirrels, don't they go in the ground?
I'm not really sure. I'm not sure what I might just call, you know, they'd just be all the same thing for me. Chipmunks are those cute little things with the little brown, sort of reddish brown.
I don't know too much about them because I don't like fool around things like that, you know.
Well, I can certainly understand that. What do you call a little creature that's about that big around and it hops along the ground?
Toad frog.
Okay. Now, what would you call the same thing that lives in the water?
Bullfrog.
Okay. And what would you call a smaller one that makes a chirping noise and it lives up in trees?
What are they?
You hear them in the spring, and sometimes they chirp when it's about to rain.
I know. Oh, and crickets.
Okay.
Well, that is a seem like something else.
Well, now there's a kind of frog too.
Yeah.
That does this.
Uh-huh.
Do you have spring frogs or tree frogs or spring peepers or rain frogs?
Tree frogs.
And are those little tiny ones? You're not too interested in frogs.
Well, not too interested.
What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait? For fishing.
Call them bait, don't you?
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Oh, that's a little, what do you call those? I can't think of it.
Might you call it a firebug or a firefly or a lightning bug or
a
lightning bug? What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings and it flies around over ponds or lakes? Mm-mm. Some people call these snake doctors or mosquito hawks or snake feeders or darning needles. Are you familiar with any of those?
I know what you're talking about, but I'm not too familiar with them.
Well, what would you call that thing?
A snake doctor.
A snake doctor.
Seems like that's what I'm...
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud, and some people say it doesn't sting?
Toad frog?
Well, that's true, it does. Now, this is something that flies, and it looks like a wasp, but it doesn't sting, and it builds a nest out of mud.
Oh, that's a... what do you call that?
Might you call it a mason or a wand bee or a dirt dabble?
Dirt dabble.
What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Yes, get a fun underneath the ground.
Nuts that get ripe underneath the ground.
Underneath the ground. Nuts that get ripe underneath the ground.
It's the most ordinary kind of nut there is.
What do you call them? Chufas.
Okay.